Secret lobbying, simultaneous outages, and the transformer deficit nobody is talking about. Mark Zuckerberg reportedly held a secret call with Trump urging him not to create a national AI regulator, a conversation that was subsequently leaked, suggesting someone wanted it known. Meta's regulatory exposure under any coherent AI oversight regime would be significant, making the motivation transparent. The United States currently has no federal AI framework, while the European Union is implementing its AI Act and China enforces its own regulatory structure. The result of continued U.S. inaction, partly attributable to industry lobbying, is a patchwork of state regulations and the ceding of international standard-setting leadership. Anthropic has claimed that Chinese laboratories are using the dark web to steal AI technology, including frontier model weights and training methodologies. Anthropic is not a disinterested party in how AI security debates are framed, but the underlying claim is consistent with what U.S. intelligence agencies have been saying for roughly 2 years. The dark web specification adds a layer of sophistication. This is characterized as targeted acquisition of the most valuable intellectual property currently being generated. ChatGPT, Claude, and Grok went down simultaneously, an event that looks like an inconvenience but functions as a structural warning. Three nominally independent platforms failing at once indicates a shared dependency failing, not three separate incidents. As AI services become embedded in critical business workflows, that concentration represents an infrastructure resilience problem. Claude separately released a capability allowing the AI to control a user's Mac in the background, a direction the entire industry is moving toward, raising unresolved questions about accountability and auditability when an AI agent acts without active human supervision. The physical constraint on the AI buildout that no software innovation can resolve is power. Wood Mackenzie, an energy research firm, reports that transformer deficits in the United States have reached 15%, with AI data centers consuming 40% of power equipment supply. Large power transformer lead times run 2 to 4 years. Trump's ban on foreign grid equipment narrows sourcing options precisely when demand is at its highest. Google, facing a DRAM shortage, has reportedly begun pulling DDR4 memory modules from retired servers and building custom adapters to connect old chips to new AI machines. A pragmatic improvisation that illustrates the severity of the shortage when a company with Google's procurement power resorts to it.